George Bailey and trying to get us back on track. The media deserve a little bit of criticism as well as the administration.
Was that the reason they got rid of Mickey Arthur, well, though, James? I didn't think it was.
Oh, I think it was related. Homework Gate over there in India around about that time. Yeah, so it was definitely related to that. There were elements within the side that felt that, you know...
Player power.
Yeah, exactly, player power. I thought Crash Craddock wrote an interesting article during the course of the week, and it mentioned exactly what Anthony is talking about. You know, maybe Mickey Arthur got it exactly right at that time and was onto something, and certainly you would have to think... didn't get the support of the right people at Cricket Australia. So it's an interesting point. Thank you, Anthony. We do appreciate it. So his brush with
change. Yeah,
his brush with fame was meeting Ray Thomas at ANZ Stadium. Look, Zorba wins.
Yeah, he's hard to beat Zorba.
Zorba wins having dinner with Bradman and Joe Montana. But Loz from Yeranga, who told the story of the 12-year-old boy with his autograph book at the SCG in 1964. Yeah. You're our winner today. You're our winner. So we will send you out a prize. We've got no idea what's in that prize, but we will send you out. Oh, the Winx book. There we go. The Winx book by Andrew Rule. So there you go. Coming up, Racing HQ, Roman, full preview of Muswellbrook with Gary Harley. John Scores is going to take a look at Goulburn. Big Sports Breakfast returning tomorrow at 5:30, live from Flemington Racecourse as well. So stick around for that one. Raymond, you better give us your tip again for the listeners.
Yeah, the favourite, Yucatan. James, where are you going to watch the Cup?
Undecided at this point. Undecided. Okay. So we'll try and work. So available for all offers, 1353 53 is that open line number. For what it's worth, Magic Circle, I think, Raymond, is going to win.
Well, good luck to our listeners and the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. As we say every Sunday, enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy your Melbourne Cup Carnival Week, everybody.
Sports Radio, a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Bushfire season is upon us. Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp asks our listeners to remain vigilant and immediately report any outbreaks. Let's stay safe in New South Wales this summer. Sky Sports Radio, number one in racing. Heard throughout the state, including Kyogle on 88.0 FM, Ulladulla on 87.6 FM, Yass on 107.9 FM, and Wollongong on 1314 AM.
Join us Monday morning, nice and early, from 5:30, a full wrap-up of all things Flemington from Derby Day and a preview of the Melbourne Cup.
All the latest news from the A-League and also see how Australia went against South Africa in the one-day international over there in Perth.
Can't wait from 5:30.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning, Kevin Wolfe with you. Thanks to Jimmy and Ray. Another entertaining 3 hours, as always, on a Sunday morning with the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. If you missed any of the interviews, they had terrific chats with Josh Parr and James Cummings this morning, amongst others. You can always catch up with the podcast across your various outlets there. But we get stuck into our previews this morning. We've got a busy morning for you here. We have, later on this morning, we're looking at Dubbo Harness, Devonport Harness today. It's Cup Day there. We'll get Shane Yates on to have a look at that. We have John Scores previewing Goulburn. Dean Lester looks at Mornington. Michael Maxworthy at the Sunny Coast. We also look at Sha Tin in Singapore today. Sha Tin, it's a Group 3 race there today. The ladies' purse. Andrew Hawkins gives us his thoughts there. Best bets. We get Ray Thomas. Just can't get enough of Ray. He's back with some Melbourne Cup news. Don't know whether he knows that yet, but he's doing it for us. At around about 12:30 from Ray. Also going to Werribee, Leo Schlink from News Limited is going to give us an update on how the internationals are faring 3 days out from the Melbourne Cup. So plenty of that coming up, along with best bets from all of our race callers, including Mitch Manners at Goulburn, Phil Roberts at Muswellbrook, and Josh Fleming at the Sunshine Coast. So, and Craig Easy also at Dubbo with a harness. So plenty to get through, but we better get stuck into our meeting at Muswellbrook and the general manager there, Muswellbrook, today, Dwayne Dowell. In fact, every day. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, we just played a little ad there a while ago about the danger of the fires. Tell us about the weather up at Muswellbrook today. How's it looking? How warm?
Look, it is meant to get to the mid-30s today, Kevin, but at the moment it's overcast. There might see a few patches of sunshine this afternoon when the cloud breaks up, but look, not too bad. We've had experienced some very hot, windy weather in the lead-up to today, and this has probably been the coolest of 3 or 4 days.
How long has it been since you've raced there?
We were only here a couple of weeks ago for our Cayuga Cup meeting. We've got this one and then Melbourne Cup Day, so two busy days ahead. And then we move forward to late November. So, yeah, a busy time at the moment, for sure.
Had much rain?
Not a real lot in the last couple of weeks. So we've had to put a fair bit of irrigation down, and we're at that soft five today for our Sydney Hollow Cup Day. We just wanted to make sure that grass is staying nice and healthy, and we put 5 mils on yesterday just to ensure that. So there was a bit of give in the track, but I would say that'll start to dry out pretty quick this afternoon with that light breeze and that warmer weather.
So a soft five here today. How's the rail?
We've got the rail and the true. It'll be true for today and also Melbourne Cup Day. Our first race is at 1:40 p.m. And we promote today as a family fun race day, Kevin. So free entry for everyone, and there's plenty on for the kids, jumping castles and clowns and balloon men and the like. And looking forward to a great afternoon with the feature, obviously the Sandy Hollow Cup, which is an innovative trophy. We've got a big gold trophy. It'll be full of fruit and vegetables for the winning connection. So that'll be exciting for them.
Sandy Hollow is about 40 k's from Muswellbrook, thereabouts?
A little bit less than that. Probably about a 20-minute drive in between Denman and Merriwar. So, it's within the Muswellbrook Shire, so we like to promote that town through a cup every year. This trophy that we've actually got today has come out of the back of the workshop after it was in there for a couple of years, and we've blown the dust off it and give it a repaint. And sort of brought the nostalgia back for this cup day.
I thought you would have bought the trophy from the Village Emporium in Sandy Hollow. I believe it's the place to go for all your good gifts and trophies and the like. But
It's a lovely place to grab some antiques. There's lots of little towns in the Hunter Valley for that sort of stuff. It's all Wingin just up the other side of Skane. That's a good one as well. So
lovely.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got today and then Tuesday. What sort of day you got there? Your big cup day. You're normally full on cup day?
We are. We've booked out of all of our pre-race day packages, so that's really encouraging. The last couple of years, we saw a little lull, I suppose, when we took our local cup off Melbourne Cup Day, but it's starting to grow again. We're getting a lot of outside visitors, so we're fully booked for that day, which is really encouraging. We're expecting a really good crowd, and our feature races that day is the Mayor's Cup now, which is over 1750, and then there's a Bowman Sprint over 900 metres. So fields are up on last year, so couldn't be happier for both days.
Busy time of year, but you wouldn't be anywhere else.
Absolutely, Kevin. Yep, love it.
Lovely. Thanks, Dwayne.
Okay, good on you, Kevin.
Dwayne Dowell there, General Manager of the Muswellbrook Club. Big couple of days coming up. And no doubt, Gary Harley's had plenty of good times in Sandy Hollow. He's with us. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I've been here a few times. Not that often. That's where Nathan Tinkler's big farm was. That farm.
Ah.
One of them was out Sandy Hollow. Yeah. We're out there outside of Muswellbrook. Yeah, I've been through there a few times when I've been heading further inland, and it's not a very big place, but, a lot of nice rural properties, etc. out there.
It's good having been there, Gary, so long as you haven't been chased out of there.
No, that's never happened.
No, right then.
I have escaped a couple of red and blue lights there in the past. Yeah.
Very good. Well, today we have the seven races here, Gary. The first comes up at 1:40. It's a maiden over the 900 metres here, and pretty good field. We take out the 14 and 15. The tab fixed odds here, one any chance Dahl is $51. You've got number two, Destiny's Choice, 330 into 320. Three, Cash Factor, 9 to 950. Four, Rooster Cogburn, $81. Five, Hot Dreamer at 15. The favourite here, there's been no money, but it's rock solid. Number six, La Loy, it's at $2.80. Seven, Little Gailey at $81. Eight, Madame Yoko is at 19. Nine, Picks Me at 41. 10, Try Again, 81. $13, about 11, Dynasty Die. Been a spec for number 12, Our Vera, this morning from 15s into 11. And 13, Slim Line at $7. How do you see race one?
La Louie comes off a very, very impressive trial win. She's a first starter. She's on debut today. Trained on the track by Stephen Gleeson, and the trial was way back in 26th of September, so she's had about 5 weeks since that trial, but I guess she went good. She had terrific speed. The lead clear in the trial, and she was clear at the 600 and just kept going for a very, very easy win. He has scratched her once or twice since that trial, Stephen Gleeson, but she's definitely running today from an outside alley, and it's a good run to the home turn there for the 900, and she's got the very good speed. Destiny's Choice is knocking on the door, going really good. It ran third at Newcastle the other day and hit the line well. Only beaten about a length there. I end with a chance prior to that it run through the test, I think. Trying to win a maiden for a while, that 12 starts for 5 places. But it's definitely the big danger. Number what have I done here? Here we go. Number 13, third pick Slimline with a scratching. It's been thereabouts lately. And number 3, Cat Factor. Young Reese Jones claiming 3 at run second here on the track recently. 6-2, 13-3.
6-2, 13-3. Got there in the end there, Gary. Nicely done. Phil Roberts calling for us today. He's 2-6, 13-12 in the first. Now, race 2 at 2-15. Three-year-old maiden here with a field of 14 again. We take out 15, 16, 17, 18. Big fields. 1 Engadine at $8. 2 Freedom's Fire at 81. 3 General Soho, 23. 4 Harkness, 81. Number 5, No More Talk, is at $41. 6, Old Harbour, $11 into $9 this morning. That's in 2 points, the 6. 7, Polton Lassands at $8. 8, All the Lady at $100. You've got 9, Bubbles Ball, the favourite, $2.50, fixed odds. 10, Elephant Rock is at $34. 11, Madam Ilithia at $8. You've got $12 into $8.50. Bit of a go here for 12, Pleasure Bomb. 13, Schooner or Later, love the name, at $34. And number 14, Smudge, $7.50 here for race 2.
My best bet of the day, number 9, Bubbles Ball. We all compliment Chris Lee's Andrew Gibbons combination. What's Chris got? I did better write that down. He's trained in the first 3 months, 56 winners already. And Andrew Gibbons is leading the New South Wales Jockeys Premiership with 47 winners.
Wow.
After his treble yesterday at Newcastle. So they're a lethal combination at the moment. This is a first starter by the boot sire, Zoostar. And it went very well. It's won 2 trials lately and gone really good in both. She's a filly. She won one at Newcastle back on the 12th of July and then went and had a spell and come back and was impressive winning a Wyong trial on the 22nd of October. She got very good speed. Barrier 1's a big asset. Horses having their first start. And I think she'll get the money. She's my best bet. 1 Engadine's got a big chance. I know I've got to beat 5 lengths, but that was a fairly strong maiden at Newcastle last start. First up for it, first run in the race. It'll be all the better for the run. Got a terrible barrier. But with any luck, it could be bigger than the finish. Number 14, Smooch, for Johnny Ramsey. Was trained in town. All its trials have been at Rose Hill and Randwick. It showed good speed in a recent trial at Rose Hill on the 21st of September, led to the 100. They'll beat about 3 lengths. Obviously, back home now at Tarunga, up here in the Hunter Valley. I'd expect it'll run all right. And number 11, Madam Alethea, showed good speed in a recent trial. 9-1. 14-11.
9-1, 14-11, and Phil Roberts putting it 9-6, 7-11. Moving across to race 3, it's again a maiden over 1,500. We take out number 6, Zendaya, and again it's that Gibbons-Lee's combination, a short price fave. Number 1, Crowd Surfer, is $1.75 tab fixed odds. That's pretty short. You've got 2 Voyages. Now it's 4.40 into 3.90 this morning. 3, Jazzland at 19. Number 4, Gannett Peak, is $10. 5, Mr. Fuji at 31. 7 is Fanuka Missile at $13. 8, Drusilla is at 18. 9, Little Beauty the Rough is 120. You've got 10, One More Prince at $9. And 11, Seaburst, 150. So you'd imagine, given what you said last race, Gary, that the one will be hard to top here.
Definitely. The two at the top of the weights here, numbers 1 and 2, they clearly stand out in this race. But Crowd Surfer, a reduced choice. 4-year-old, he's raced by the Australian Bloodstock, and he's only had the one run at Taree. He struck a heavy track up there. Started $2 favourite, had every chance. He runs second, beaten a length and a half. He was on the speed all the way. But I think the trip, 1250 up to 1500, is ideal. He's got a good barrier, and there's not a lot of depth in the race. Voyages for Stephen Gleeson, trained on the track. had three placings, run second at Armidale last start, got a bump, was held up at the turn, got a bump and became unbalanced soon after that at Armidale. It chased home okay, probably about a length by Carillion. I think it came out and won at Tamworthy. It's the only threat for mine. Number four, Gannett Feet, first up, can run a place off its trial. And number 10, one more pitch. 1, 2, 4, 10.
1, 2, 4, 10 from Gary. Phil Roberts, 2 to beat 1, 4, and 7. We go across to race 4, the pivotal race here. Also starts the main quaddy, last leg of the early quaddy. Now we have 5, 8, and 11 not running here. And it's a class 3 over 1,500. One is Ashibaba. It's at $14. Number two, I Am Awesome, the favourite again for Chris Lees, and it's at $2.70. Three, Winners Lane, $4.80 out to $5. Now, $10 into $7.50. Bit of a go here for number four, Dizzy Success, this morning. Six, Volknut is at $15. Seven, Net Effect is at $5. Nine, I Can Hear Music at $5.50. Ten is Fly Me a Miss at $23. And 12, Biscuit, $41 here for race number four.
Very, very hard to beat, I Am Awesome. Louise Dale claimed 1.5, 56.5 on its back. All the better for first up run at Wyong recently when it ran fourth in a very, very strong race there. Big drop in class, a huge drop in class here. It's had one run at Muswellbrook for one win. She's won 3 of 11 with 3 placings. Very good provincial form last time in. And she got a tricky barrier. Louise will need to get in, you know, well off the rail if possible. She went back the other day at Wyong. She may go back again. I'm not sure what the tactics will be. But I think that she's the best horse in the race. Number 3, Winners Lane, got back the other day at Scone. Ran on fair. When it ran 5th behind Disgraceful. I'll beat about 3 lengths just to kick that day. Number 9, I Can Hear Music. It ran a much better race last start. Stable made a winner's lane, hit the line good. And number 4, Dizzy Success. It's always thereabout, could easily run into a place or a top 4. 2, 3, 9, and 4.
2, 3, 9, 4 there, Gary, race 4. And Phil's putting 2 to beat 4, 1, and 3. Race 5 is due at 4 o'clock. Benchmark 58 here, over 1,280. We go without 6 and 13. Now, through tab here again, another big field. Crossing Guard, number 1, it's $9 out to 10. You've got joint favourites here. Number 2, Bidden Bear, it's $3.80 out to $4. And number 3, Acid M, opened at 5. It's into $4 today. Greg Ryan has the ride there. Now, 4, Eden Vale is at $7. 5, In Good Health at 5. 7, Western Saga, $19. 8, Jeff's Folly at 26. There's been a spec here for 9 Chassis Gift today. It's $9 into $6. 10 Satali is at 19. 11 She's Just Saying 81. And 12 Kelty Tiger here. Gary, $26.
I like Chassis Gift. $9 into $6. It did go up $10. They had two back when the prices went up. And this is the Victorian there. Former Victorian there now in good hands with Tim McIntosh. Now, she'll only run in New South Wales after a very good trial at Newcastle. It was at Muswellbrook on the 23rd of October, and she should have won for sure. She got beat less than half a length. She had a nice trail off the speed. She went for a run at the 200, and the gap closed, and she got cut out. Then she got checked back to the inside, and she should have won the race for sure. She's got barrier 1. She's at good odds each way forever. I think she'll be able to beat Chassis Gift. Josh Adams, the rider. Number 3 is Sudan. Not far off a win. Trained on the track by Luke Thomas. Won at Taree in July. Had a spell, come back. Run 2nd of the Edna Blue at Muswellbrook. And then run 5th here the other day. Not far away behind Big Reg. Got to be hard to beat in a race like this. 2 Bidden Bears at 2 runs. Come 2nd on the Boo. And then it come out and won at Taree after that and won easy. In number 4, Eden Vale for Mark de Montfort, got a each way 8, 9, 3, 2, and 4.
9, 3, 2, 4, race 5 there from Gary and Phil Roberts putting it 3 to beat 9, 4, and 2. Same number, slightly different order there. Now, the tab.com.au Sandy Hollow Cup is the feature there. Race 6 due at 4.35 over the 2200. And we have number 6, the scratching here, so a field of 9. 1 is Petrosian. up the top there for Paul Perry. It's $11 with Tab. Two, Pippi's Pride is $5.50 out to six. Now, $3.90, fixed odds favourite here is three, Miami Dadle. I was drifted out this morning, but three's the favourite. Number four, Steeman, is at $19. Five, Iron and Oconee is at $4, in from $4.20. Seven, Uncle Sugar is at $41. The money this morning, Gary, for number eight, Dream No More, Rodney Northam. It's $6 into $4.20. You've got nine, Princess Pattern at 10, and 10 Sculptures at $8 there, in from 13.
I like Iron and Oconee. Iron and Oconee and Pippi's Pride both clashed in the recent Cayuga Cup, in which Pippi's Pride led all the way, won by half a length. Iron and Oconee runs second. Now, Pippi's Pride's flying at the moment. It won the Denman Cup on the track, then the Cayuga Cup. But Iron and Oconee are trained out at Mudgee by Gainer Williams, and Greg Ryan rides here. He rode it the other day. I thought the run was very good. I ran on very strong the last 100. Got close, right on the line. Same distance today. I think it'll be improved by the run, and it's the one to beat, I believe. However, Pippi's Pride is absolutely flying, looking for the hat trick, as I said. Likes to lead. Won't get no peace today if it wants to lead, because Dream No More is a leader. It'll be up there. It loves to bowl along as well. Miami Dade. I've made it blue there. I've got Iron and Oconee on top. Miami Dade is my second pick. It ran second in the Coonabarabran Cup the other day. Ran second at Dubbo in an open before. That's going really good. Pippi's Pride, third pick, and number one for Tossie. Look out, it don't improve second up. 5-3, 2-1.
5-3, 2-1 there, race six, and Phil's putting it eight to beat 10-5-3. We go across to race seven to wrap things up here. It's due at 5:10. And it's a benchmark 58 here over 1,000 metres. We remove 1, 3, 6, 10 and 14 here. And number 2, Traumatised, is the favourite here in a wide open race. It's at $5 to have fixed. 4, Lonfino at 26. 5, Smooth Truth, 7.50. 7, Enigami is at $5.50. $26 into 16, about number 8, Staric today. You've got 9, Tempest at 41. 11, Linga Longa Lass at 7.50. Now we go Miss Gigi, number 12. It's 6 into 5.50. 13, Casual Smart, $17. 15, Mr. Casson, 15. 16, 1, Mawari at 10. 17, Felicet, 17. 18, Rahane Lady at $15. Wide open in terms of the market here, Gary.
Absolute lot with others and chances. I'm with Miss Gigi, number 12. Now, Mark Cross stretched her from a race at Newcastle yesterday to run here. And her last run was a best for some time, and she ran second here at Musselbrook. Beaten her head or a half head by Rock the World at the last meeting. She was four wide with no cover, loomed up in the straight, looked the winner at the 200, and the tough run just took its toll. I think it's got a great HIO out there from a good barrier, Jenny Duggan to ride. Number 2, Traumatised, third run back, Terry Wright now, placed at Port Macquarie, struck a strong race the other day at Wyong, down a lot in class here. It's a danger. 7, Enigami, Atara and Philippe Vigoro. It's had one run back, run second at Orange. It's always there about. And number 5, Smooth Truth, second up. Bucko riding for Tim McIntosh. It's got a chance as well. 12-2, 7-5, mate.
12-2, 7-5 in the last, and it's 7-2, 13-17 there from Phil Roberts. Now, just to recap your best, do you like in race 2, the 9, don't you, Gary? Best
man. That's my only special, mate. Pretty tough program, race 2, number 9, Bubbles Ball.
And how do you suggest we go with the quaddie?
Well, I'm pretty wide in the quaddie. Race 4, 2, 3, 9 and 4.
Yep.
Race 5, 9, 3, 2 and 4. Race 6, 5, 3, 2.
Yep.
And come home with 12-2, 7-5. I think they are very, very tough races.
Okay, well, it should pay well this afternoon if you can jag a bit of it. All right.
That's the
way I hope. Righto, Gary, we'll catch up with you during the afternoon and get your late mail from the track. Good luck with that. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Kev. Talk to you later.
Gary Harley there looking at the program at Musselbrook. Phil Roberts calling for us. He'll be there for us at about 20 to 1. And then we're back with the Tab Movers with Trent Langscale at 1:15 thereabouts. Now, Jockey Challenge Musselbrook. We can tell you here that Greg Ryan is $2.70, Andrew Gibbons at $4, Josh Adams $6, Grant Buckley at $6.50, Chad Lever at $9, Amanda Morgan at $15, Robert Thompson $23, and the other jockey there at the $8 quote. So that's the first. That's the first of our previews there. Musselbrook is our meeting there. Gary Harley gave you all the good tips. And if you're heading that way, you can pick us up on 103.3 FM, Sky Sports Radio, at 25 past 10.
Fans, you know the feeling, that moment of realisation, that the well-intentioned work barbecue, the christening of your mate's surprise edition, the wedding of your wife's fourth cousin, clashes with the NRL preliminary final. Me! It doesn't have to be that way, folks, because Sportsgear is here to help you plan it right and make up better excuses. Go to sportsgear.com.au. Check out the 2019 Sportsgear Diary, the sporting bible for what's on. Sportsgear! Plan it right!
I'm at work with
Graham
to show him how changing radio stations on any Amazon Alexa device is as easy as saying, Alexa, play non-stop AM.
Playing non-stop AM.
Well, that was easy.
Your turn. Say, Alexa play, then yeah. Think of one of the 300 or so stations you want to hear.
Alexa play.
Why aren't you saying the station?
You said to think of one, so I'm thinking of one.
Good gosh. Controlling the radio with your voice is now unbelievably easy with Amazon Alexa.
27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Surely we'll get stuck into Chasing and Pacing Rewind this morning. We'll chat with Fred Hastings, whose special guest will be Steve Turnbull, who was all over last night with the Nick Robin free-for-all at Tabcorp Park, so we'll have that for you. Mick Cowley is on board from Greyhound Racing New South Wales for Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Jim Newbold wraps up the night at Wentworth Park last night with the Vic Peters Classic, and also we'll relive the Lismore Workers' Cup during the week. That's up shortly. That's Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest two-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fade. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Punters, we bet you, you can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Guys and gals, grab your partner, your family or your friends and head out to Camden Way to K-Ranch Arena for the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. See Australia's elite bull riders battle for their 8 seconds of glory on top of the biggest, meanest one-ton athlete. Our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their lives, plus barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, clinics and lots more. Thrills, spills and non-stop rodeo action, November 8 to 18. Event calendar and bookings at kranch.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Harness Racing New South Wales congratulate all the annual award winners.
Miss Halfpenny won the two-year-old.
Ignatius the three-year-old. And Tiger Tara was declared New South Wales Horse of the Year.
It's still Tiger Tara, MacDoro, Lazarus, Myfield Marshall. Lazarus trying to lift but the leader, Tiger Tara. Is this Tiger Tara's Group 1? You better believe it, Tiger Tara has finally cracked it for a big Group 1.
Catch Harness Racing every day on Sky Sports Radio.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings at 10:30.
That's where we find ourselves right now on Sky Sports Radio as we look at what's happening in Harness Racing. Fred Hastings with us. Fred, morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Well, I'm well. Let's get stuck into our Harness Racing segment. And disturbing to read about what happened to Chicago Bull, an extraordinary sequence of events, wasn't it? As I understand it, he was being rehydrated, which is a normal procedure for the horse after a race, but then he reacted badly to it and he flipped on his back and he's fractured some bones in his back, but they're saying he may race again. Extraordinary.
Yeah, well, look, it was after his incredible performance at Alexandra Park last Friday week, and the following day, Gary Hall decided to use an intravenous method to rehydrate the horse, which is something that the horses had done and many horses have done quite regularly. But evidently the horse went into some form of anaphylactic shock. and it reared, flipped over, and it landed on a part of its wither where there's about six bones. And Chicago Bull, incredibly, fractured all six. Quite an incredible sequence of events. So the consequences, of course, are that the horse will remain in New Zealand and can't be transported.